Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, we were talking about preachers that used to preach the gospel, apologizing now for having standards. Well, let's continue with that thought today.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
If our heart is stayed on him, that comfort, that joy, that peace will remain regardless of the circumstance. You don't always have to be happy. Happy is a form of the word happening, but you can always have the joy of the Lord in your heart. And that is strength. You see, when nothing else is ours, then we can see by faith, just as certain as a millionaire can see his money in the bank by a bank statement. We can see by the word of God that is never in error and can never lose its truth that Jesus Christ is our rock. He's our fortress. He's our deliverer. He's our strength. He is our God in whom we trust for the everlasting victory. One thing I like about Jesus, he didn't do what many religionists are doing today. You say, what's that, Brother Andy? He did not take an apology tour. You know, a lot of people got upset with Mr. Obama when he went on an apology tour after he was first elected in 2008, apologizing to all the terrorist nations, while on the other hand, reprimanding all the good nations, all the nations that were our friends. Just didn't seem to make sense at all that somebody would do that, but he did that, and I guess because of the position he held, he could do that. But it didn't make a lot of us happy, whether you're black or white, whether you were Republican or Democrat. You didn't want him apologizing to the enemy for our country. Now, having said that, there are people that get down on him for that, but listen, preachers, if you're doing that, but then you go around apologizing, say, you know, I used to be fundamental. I used to be true to this. You know, I used to do this, but I had standards. But now all that was just all so legalistic, and I was misled by preachers and so forth like that. And you're on an apology tour. Well, my friend, that is even more abominable that you are apologizing for the Bible. You are apologizing for purity and holiness and true holiness and righteousness. It is a travesty that you have decided to turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. My friend, that strategy is no strategy. That is so wrong. Preachers and others out there, get off the apology tour. And some have apologized, and you know, I had these standards and I took a stand and it hurt you. And I just want to apologize to you because I did it in ignorance. I heard one preacher that made an apology for the sermons that he had against contemporary music. Okay. He says, I have matured. And he was right. He's matured in unrighteousness. He's matured into the deception of the devil. He has matured in turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. But he has not matured. He's regressed in the things of righteousness. Well, we look here in our text, we see in verse 17, the minister's duty. Notice, he says, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the port and the altar. And let them spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? He says, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, that is, that word ministers has the idea of the servants of the Lord, weep. Let them weep between the altar and the port. In James 3:1, we see a New Testament equivalent. And think of the priests, the ministers, as the masters. In this verse, where he says, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we, that is the masters, shall receive the greater condemnation. Now, a master was a teacher. In Old Testament Israel, or the New Testament local church, God has always wanted the warning and calls to repentance to come from His house. His house He designed. That is, God designed to be a place of worship, prayer, and holiness, as one sees in the book of 1 Timothy. And that's what God wants us to be. He wants us to be a place where we warn against that which is less holy and a religious, worldly flavor. Hezekiah sent teaching priests throughout all Israel to teach the law and the way of the Lord. They mocked and scorned them. But a minority responded, and the tide was turned for them under the righteous reign of King Hezekiah. He is the same king who lacked the men and materials to defeat the Assyrian army. The Assyrian army said, hey, we'll give you 2,000 horses if you have enough men to put on them. Hey, you don't even have enough men to put on. So how do you face an army of 185,000 with such a small number? Well, you turn it to Jesus and take it to the Lord in prayer, and then you find that God sends an angel that slays 185,000 of the enemy army in one night. Now, in that day, there were teaching priests, and they were to oversee the worship of their day. I remember Eli. Remember Eli as he was there inside the building and Hannah was there. And she was praying and Eli thought that she was drunk. She had a burden on her heart to have a baby boy. And because she took that to the altar, Samuel was born. But Eli thinks she's drunk because he's guarding the holiness of God's house. Now, he doesn't know that, and he speaks to her, but at least he spoke directly to her and didn't go to 10 others to talk to them about it. He did it God's way, that when you have a problem with somebody, you go straight to them. And that's what he does in this place. But isn't it interesting as well that something that Hannah probably prayed for many times, there's a special trip made to this place to go inside and pray unto the Lord at the altar. You know, sometimes there are things that you've prayed for, but it's almost as if you're ashamed for people to see you walk forward in the church. We have our church services on live streaming video, and there are people just that have said that are Christians. Well, I wanted to walk forward, but I didn't want anybody to see me on the live streaming video. What? Ashamed of our Lord? Fearing more what people would think than a decision God has impressed on your heart? What is that? That is the fear of man overriding the fear of God in your heart. And that's exactly what it is. And my friend, if you're going to be ashamed to make a decision for the Lord in His house, don't think you're going to stand for Him outside His house. Again, these preachers, these teachers, these priests went throughout all Israel to teach the law and the way of the Lord. They mocked, they scorned them, but there was a group that responded. They responded, and the tide was turned for them under the righteous reign of King Hezekiah. And so, this has happened. The Syrian army is also defeated under him. And these teaching priests just went throughout all the land, burdened for the holiness of God. Preachers, that's what we need, is a burden for the holiness of God. In the New Testament church, the overseer is the pastor, and he has the greater condemnation. But there are Sunday school teachers and deacons who are also accountable in this condemnation. Dr. Samuel Chadwick, years ago, wrote of a teacher coming to the Sunday school superintendent in the church and saying, "I just can't handle these boys. They seem to be incorrigible, and I'm just going to have to quit." And the teacher asked him that rather than to quit, to try it for another couple months, but pray for each boy by name and try to think of their needs, spiritual needs, and of their life situation, and pray for them accordingly each day. Well, he did. Well, the man continued for a lot longer and finished out that year, and some of those young men went on to be preachers of the gospel. And when he thought he was going to quit, God gave him a reason to stay. Oh, what a good thing that is. What a great story that is. But that's something that we need to learn. We need to learn to stand by the stuff, to stick with the Lord. When things are hard, when things are going rough, stick by the stuff. So, we see the pastor today is to sound the alarm as they were, those priests, in that day. We need to stop the incoming tide of worldliness within the local church. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. That is to be actively opposed to him.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation for the Bible.